you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics hazard that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for. One, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing on a call to action, which I've tagged, please take action today. Please take action today. Let me open with a quote by Tony Robbins. A real decision is measured by the fact that you have taken a new action. If there is no action, you haven't truly decided. A real decision is measured by the fact that you have taken a new action. If there is no action, you haven't truly decided. So what are we saying in essence? If you feel that you are taking a decision to take your career forward or take your job search process to the next level, then we can only measure that by a action. Remember last week on the episode of the podcast, I asked a pertinent question, and that question was this: what are you doing to move from point A to point B in your career journey? You know, interestingly, after that podcast was released, I got a lot of feedbacks, enough people calling me and saying, I think I need to do a personal development plan. I need to do A, I need to do B, I need to do C. I accept. It was a wake-up call to say, what are you doing to move your career from point A to point B? But the interesting thing is this. I don't just want you to be motivated for the fun of being off it. I'm looking at a situation whereby you are motivated to take action right away. So it's not a function of you listening to the podcast. It's a function of you taking action. During the week, while I was doing my normal social media runs, I came across a post by a friend on Facebook. And the post read, 100 days to the end of the year. And so, wow. I jokingly commented, I said, really? And in my friend's characteristic manner, he replied and said, what you have to do, do quick before the year runs out. So my question to you right away is this: what you have to do, please do quick. No doubt this year has been a bit challenging for most people. No thanks to the recession, buzz as it were. But interesting is the fact that on an earlier episode, episode 24, while I talk about safeguarding your job in a recession, I mentioned something. I said, this current economic recession is only a phase that would pass. But the question is this: how prepared are you when the recession is over? Are you going to be in the worry state of saying there's a recession and you don't take action? You know, this is a period when you need to take proactive steps. It's a period when you don't have to be reactive or cast down. It's a planning time and not a pity party time. So interesting is that this is a period where I'm expecting you to plan, have a plan of action on your career. What's the current state right away? Did you lose your job in the course of the week of the year? What are you planning to do? Are you going to remain downcasted? Or are you going to look for the next job? Or are you going to get yourself together, get your act together, and get out of that state? Don't allow the recession become a depression in you. You need to act. You need to plan. You don't need to sit down doing pity party. You know, this is a time where you are expected to add more skills to yourself. Okay, peradventure, you didn't lose your job. But what is the assurance you have? What's the superior skills that you have above others? Such that if the organization chooses to do a laying off or to decide to send staff away, are you sure your superior skill will stand? So this is a period where I expect you to upgrade yourself. Get new learning. Get to do things all over again. You can't continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Albert Einstein calls that insanity. So this is a time where you need to get to work. This is not a time where you need to continue to procrastinate. You've put up the plan, the career planning stage. You come up with a career SWOT analysis. What's the next step? Are you acting out the plan? Can you please take action today? You know, time waits for no man, my friend. Stop procrastinating on working on your dream to get a work or to get a job. Get to work. You know, the job will not be waiting for you. The business you're planning to start or you are in will not wait for you. You know, in the words of Arosa Osewenge, is a renowned HR professional in Nigeria, and he said in a book which he tagged, getting a job is a job. So if you feel you need to get a job, it is a job in itself. So you can't feel that you're doing your career job search and you do A today, tomorrow you relax. No, getting a job is a job. So you need to get ready. You need to put all the actions to work. For how long are you going to continue to plan? For how long are you going to continue to procrastinate? Before you know it, this year is off and another year is coming. So would you get to work already? Please. What exactly have you planned to do during this year? Or what are you yet to work on that you need to work on? Can you please get to work today? There's a career plan. There's somebody you need to talk to concerning a career decision. Please, can you please call the person today? There's somebody you need to talk to or you need to help. Or there's a training you need to subscribe to get your career from point A to point B. Can you please get to work already? Can you please take action? So let me close today's episode of the podcast with the words of Pablo Picasso. He said, action is the foundational key to all success. Action is the foundational key to all success. So all I want you to do after listening to this podcast is to take action. You think you have a question. You think you are stuck in your career. You need to talk to somebody that will help you. Can you please take action by sending a tweet to Segun Akiode right away? Take action now. Send that tweet and I'll be willing to help you. Or you feel you need to ask a detailed question, can you go to my website, segunakiode.com/episode34, and drop your question. Can you please take action right away? You feel that this podcast has been useful to you, is beneficial, and you're keeping it to yourself. Can you please take action by sharing it with somebody? Can you please take action today? Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. And this is your host, Segun Akiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.